From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, appearing with Chinese President Xi Jinping during a joint news conference in Beijing, pressed Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program.
Perhaps now more than ever, we have an opportunity to strengthen the relationship between our two countries and improve the lives of our citizens. As long as we stand together with others, if necessary, against those who threaten our civilization, that threat will never happen. It doesn't even have a chance.
Mr. Trump arrived in Beijing on Wednesday, the first visit as president to China, North Korea's closest ally. Mr. Trump is expected to call on China to expel North Korean workers from the country and otherwise eliminate some of its other dealings with Pyongyang. The talks between Mr. Trump and Xi also dealt with trade, a touchy subject, since the president has long complained about the trade deficit between China and the United States. Meanwhile, back here at home, President Donald Trump suffered the sharpest political setback of his presidency Tuesday when Democrats swept to easy victories in governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats were ecstatic with the sweep of two gubernatorial races and excited by a turnout that could have major implications for next year's congressional midterm elections. That's when all 435 House seats and one-third of the Senate will be on the ballot. Democrats are pointing to exit polls that showed anger at Mr. Trump was a major factor in stimulating Democrats to get to the polls. In Washington, this is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are heading to the small Texas town of Sutherland Springs to console the wounded survivors and families of the victims of the nation's latest mass shooting. Mr. Pence spoke Wednesday at a prayer vigil for the 26 churchgoers who were shot dead during a Sunday morning service by a gunman with a history of mental health issues. He will also meet with law enforcement officials and the church neighbor who shot the gunman as he fled, potentially saving other lives. The killings have again raised questions about the need for stricter gun laws in a state with a large gun-owning population. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte said he planned on asking Beijing during this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Council what its intentions are in the South China Sea and if Southeast Asian countries will be allowed to freely navigate the disputed strategic area. VOA's Steve Miller reports.
Duterte said it was time to ask Beijing what its intentions are for the South China Sea and if Southeast Asian countries are allowed to freely navigate the disputed strategic waterway. But why raise this issue now? RAND Corporation Associate Director for the Center for Asia-Pacific Policy, Scott Harold, says Duterte's behavior may stem from the Philippine leader trying to play hard to get with Washington, while at the same time, he says, that can't mean signaling to China that anything they do is okay.
If he wants to extract resources or commitments or appear to his base to be sufficiently patriotic, nationalistic, what have you, he needs to stand up for the Philippines' claims.
Harold says that while Duterte has been content to downplay a July 2016 permanent court of arbitration award in favor of the Philippines, he must also convince his supporters that he's doing enough to merit their trust.
VOA's Steve Miller. U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Corker has announced he will hold a hearing next week on the president's authority to use nuclear weapons. Mr. Corker said at the hearing as part of the Senate's examination of the authority and process for using U.S. nuclear weapons. He said Congress has not revisited the issue since 1976, and discussion is long overdue. And the Trump administration is announcing it's implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's military, intelligence, and security services and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who interact with Cubans. The new rules take effect Thursday and are a partial rollback of U.S. President Barack Obama's restoration of diplomatic relations with Cuba. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.